This week on the podcast for New All Age Comic Books for the week of May 8, 2019, The Windy Day, True Believers, Your Friendly Neighborhood Spider-Man, Carmen Sandiego, Five Worlds, and much more.
Hey, hey, and welcome to Daddy Mojo. It's the podcast where we'll talk about parenting, all age comic books, toys, and more. Now, here's your host, Trey Burley.
Thanks for checking out the podcast this week. This is Trey with Daddy Mojo. Happy New Comic Book Day and happy Free Comic Book Hangover Day. That's not really a thing, but Free Comic Book Day was last Saturday. It's always the first Saturday in May of every year. And this year it was pretty cool, man, because we took our 9-year-old to the store. He got a free Transformers, and I'll call it an inking. There was an up-and-coming guy who's just kind of doing some freelance stuff. And he drew one that was really gorgeous. My son has it on his wall now. Beautiful stuff. And he got a boatload of comic books, many of which were free. Of course, we bought some just because we like to support our local comic book store. But hey, if you go to your comic book store this week, there are still lots of them available for free. They'll be in boxes probably near the checkout line. Just ask, see if you have them. And check this out. We also went to our local library this past week, and they were participating in Free Comic Book Day. We went there the day after Free Comic Book Day, and they said, get a free comic book. And they said, and they told us about it. And I was like, wow, that's pretty cool. So it's great that the comic book publishers are getting in league with the libraries too. Let's kick things off with this artist, this author, Tony Sandoval. This book is from Lion Forge, and it actually came out a couple of weeks ago, but it kind of snuck under our radar, and we really love this artist. Tony's style is very, it looks like a stop-motion book. You know that the appearance of like Coraline and the classic stop animation characters have, where their heads are a little bigger than their body, and it just looks slightly off, but slightly haunting and really beautiful. That's a very kind of coarse description of Tony Sandoval's work. I hesitate to say that you are, but you don't know it. You most likely have seen his work. Do a quick little Google search for him. Check out this book, The Windy Day. That's the new one that came out a couple of weeks ago. Or any of his previous books, and they have that slightly haunting kind of scary, but kid scary and not too scary vibe that kids love. It's that Halloween book that is great for any time of the year. It's Windy Day from Tony Sandoval. In this case, a young girl sets out to fly her own kite and encounters a pirate cloud full of goblins. Sweet. That's just the stuff that kids yearn for, isn't it? It's Windy Day, and we loved it. We took a peek at it at, again, our local comic book store this past week. Retails for $16. If you buy it online, you can buy it for $13. Heads up there. A little movie's coming out this summer called Toy Story 4. Have you heard about it? Okay, we've seen the trailer about a dozen times, and it's just gorgeous, man. You know the story by now, but they have a little golden book coming out. This is not the screenplay for the film. It's important to kind of point that out. This is not, if you want to, spoiler alert, if you want to see how the film ends, don't buy this book because it's a story that runs within the movie itself. So it's not the screenplay. You can still read this little golden book and go see Toy Story 4 and still be utterly full of surprises and do that big adult ugly cry that the great Disney Pixar films do. Check it out. It's the little golden book, Toy Story 4 version. The film opens up on June 21st. Mark your calendar, because anybody under 80 will want to see it. Another movie that comes out this summer is this guy. He's got a movie. He's Far Away From Home. It's Spider-Man. And he has a new series out on Marvel Comics that concentrates on the friendly neighborhood aspect of him. And this is a great series for ages 8 and up, because it's good enough on action to where it's going to entertain those older kids, yet it's appropriate enough for those younger kids, 8 and up, that want to dig into some authentic, real Spider-Man. And I say real Spider-Man because kids know the difference. And parents are cool with anything in certain circumstances. This is a realistically drawn Spider-Man with a storyline that's going to keep him close to home. No pun intended about the movie. Close to home, about how he handles things in the neighborhood. Ages 8 and up, you'll love this. It's $3.99, and this is issue number 6 from Friendly Neighborhood Spider-Man, and it's a great series, really is. True Believers, great series again from Marvel Comics. They reprint classic issues, in this case, Invaders, number 1, with Human Torch, who's that? Namor. That's a tongue twister for it, isn't it? Namor, Captain America, and a whole bunch of others. Basically, it's the Invaders. If you're down with that classic series from the mid-70s, we have a couple issues here in the archives. But the art is what hooks you, man. The moment you look at this cover, you are in it. And it's only 80 cents if you buy it through some of the links. It's $1. If you go to your local comic book store, beautiful stuff. True Believers, Invaders, number 1 from the True Believers imprint on Marvel Comics. Check it out. Also from Marvel Comics, this series, I was about to say it's unbeatable, but that would be such a horrible pun that the pun gods would come and punish me for sure. It's the Unbeatable Squirrel Girl, and we love this issue. And what's going on with Marvel Comics now is there's a whole kind of overreaching storyline called The War of the Realms. Because we picked up a Spider-Man comic that loosely tied into that. A different storyline. But the same thing's happening here with The Unbeatable Squirrel Girl. In that the War of the Realms storyline is impacting her. But the way that they've described this on Previews World just... It encaptures the campness, the tongue-in-cheekness, and the fun that this comic book has so well. Basically, it's a standalone issue within a larger story that will accommodate new fans. Because it's got the weirdness that regular readers of The Unbeatable Squirrel Girl will know and expect. Yet, it's a one-issue story that new readers can jump into and not be too confused by. And that's the bugger with some of these multi-storyline comic books, is that, okay, if you're going from Spider-Man to whatever, to Thor, to Captain America, whoever, you've got to buy so many issues to really understand the story, and you're just saying, you know what, I'm going to wash my hands of it, where's the first issue? And I understand people that read like that. However, jump into issue 44 of The Unbeatable Squirrel Girl, ages 8 and up, and you'll love it, and it will be incredibly appropriate and make anybody laugh. It will. Carmen Sandiego. Maybe it won't make people laugh, but they'll be ridiculously entertained. It's been rebooted for Netflix. Hoorah! And to that end, they've created a new graphic novel that is, I believe, running outside of the show that's on Netflix. So in other words, it's not going to be a straight page-per-page or shot-by-shot graphic novel recapture of the series, but it operates within that universe. Cameron Sandiego, The Sticky Rice Caper. It's a graphic novel, retails for the very attractive price point of only $11. Who's going to like this? Ages 8 and up, boys or girls. The only thing missing is that fabulous theme song, which will be updated, but hopefully not degraded, in the new series on Netflix when it comes out. This series of books our 9-year-old loves. And I was a little surprised by this because it's a very soft series. And it's kind of like a softly drawn, Tolkien-esque series. It's 5 worlds. This is book 3 in it. It's called The Red Maze. And you've got a whole bucket of great artists and creators that teamed up on this 2 years ago when it came out, when the first book in the series came out. And we didn't read the second book, but our son read it at his library, because we have the first one. He read the second one, loved it, and has been clamoring as to when the third one will come out. We haven't told him yet, so hopefully he'll get a chance to read this here when it arrives in store in the next coming days. But it comes out this week, retails for $13, and elementary school kids will love this. It's got kind of a Middle Earth fantasy fable vibe, but it's also got lots of action, and it's drawn a little bit like, I hate to say lumberjanes because sometimes I compare everything great to lumberjanes. So to that extent, take it as a compliment, Five Worlds, because in my simple base mind, it's great stuff. Five Worlds, The Red Maze is out this week. Samurai Jack, we love it. We do love it. We pretty much love all things ninja and samurai. And sometimes it's not good for kids. Case in point, we'll talk about that in just a second. This one, however, is good for upper elementary school kids and older. We have a 9-year-old friend who comes over sometime, plays with our son. He's the kind of kid who loves Samurai Jack. He gets the action. He gets that there's action there, but a lot of it is not shown. It's kind of implied action or implied violence, because it's the implied violence that always gets kids into trouble when they try and act out on that or repeat it from the television. That's what this comic book does so well. And that when I speak of this comic book, I speak of the previous incarnations of Samurai Jack. This is new. Samurai Jack, Lost Worlds. It's from IDW Publishing. This is issue number one. What is going on here? There's an imposter. An imposter, Samurai Jack? What? Get out of town. It's got a brand new creator. It's a bold new miniseries from Paul Allure, who's done some work with TMNT. And Adam Bryce Thomas, who has some work with Sonic the Hedgehog. I think you'll like it. Appropriate for ages 9 and up. Samurai Jack, Lost Worlds, number one. Jump in right now. I said I love all things Ronin and all things samurai. This is an example of a samurai series that is going to skew a little bit older. I'll say 10 and up, but it's so awesome and the creators are so great. We had to mention it. It's from Boom Studios. Greg Pak, who has done some great work with all sorts of characters. Hulk, the teenage Hulk that came out 2 years ago from Marvel. And he also had a great series from Boom Studios about kids and robots. Mech Cadet U, that's what it was. That was a great series. So almost because of that, Ronin Island is out this week. Ronin Island 3. This kind of slipped under our radar because Ronin Island 1, the first issue, is being reprinted and put out again this week. So when it's reprinted, to me that says, okay, this is a good thing because so many people dug the first issue or whatever issue it is that happens to be being reprinted that I need to take a look at this. Ronin Island 3, brand new out this week. Ronin Island 1, the reprint, it's out this week. Ronin Island 3, basically the plot centers around an island's shelter. It can provide protection. And Hana is the main protagonist. She can't watch the slaughter on the mainland. So you say, slaughter? Yeah, probably not good for 8-year-olds. But 10-year-olds and up, you're going to be cool with this ninja-type violence. And it's stylized ninja stuff. So it's not like crazy Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle ninja. This is more kind of feudal Ronin ninja-type stuff. Straight up kind of old-school Japanese. Check it out. It's $3.99, and it looks like I'm going to love it and buy it. Also, from Boom Studios, this is it, Steven Universe. This is an ongoing series. Issue 27 is out this week, and a couple of weeks ago, Steven Universe, the second season, I believe, is out on DVD. We've got a copy of that to give away. We're going to do that on YouTube, Twitter, and stuff, but that's going to happen tomorrow. So just tomorrow. It's all relative as to when you look at this. Basically, if you're curious as to when we're giving it away, just go to daddymojo.net or check out our Twitter feed at daddymojo or do a search for us on YouTube because it's going to be posted up there as well. This comic book, though, is bonkers. It's great fun. If you like the series on Boom Studios, you're really going to dig this because it's cut from the same cloth and it makes you smile just looking at it. And it's nice because Cartoon Network does so much great stuff. We cut the cord years ago. Years ago. And if they had a la carte programming, that is one of the 3 or 4 channels that we would get. And that's the benefit of kind of doing some apps, because if you have or you get a membership to a certain channel via the app, then you can just dig in, do a deep dive on certain shows. So I mentioned that because we've got the Cartoon Network app, and it's great. And this is Steven Universe, ongoing, issue 27. Going to be great for fans of Steven Universe or those kids who are 8 and up. that want something kind of goofy and entertaining.
Thanks for listening to Daddy Mojo. Be sure to tune in next time. For more information on any of the things we talked about today, just check out the website, daddymojo.net, or hit us up at Daddy Mojo on social media.